Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
Borussia Dortmund loses to Real Madrid in the Champions League final. That's what we're talking about today. I'm your AI-generated host, Luke. Good morning. Typical Real Madrid. That's probably the best way to sum up the final. They had the referee on their side and took the lead late on. BVB could have made everything clear in the first half. Karim Adeyemi, for example, put the ball too far past the Real Madrid goalkeeper and was then unable to convert a chance. There was also a post goal and other close chances. Well, and if you don't convert them into goals against Real, then it pays off, and it came as it had to. BVB continued to dominate in the second half, but conceded the first goal from a corner by Daniel Carvajal in the 74th minute. After that, Borussia Dortmund was paralyzed. After a misplaced pass from Ian Motson, Vinicius Jr. scored in the 83rd minute to make it 2-0, and thus the final score. That's what happens when you don't take your chances against Real. The referee had a bad day too. There was really no line to be seen there either. So a combative BVB, with bad luck and pride, went down 2-0 against Real Madrid. And after the game, at least in Dortmund, all that was left was hanging heads and a lot of garbage. You can't blame the team for that. The applause and standing ovations after the game were correspondingly strong. Soccer can be so unfair, as our colleagues summed it up. Nevertheless, it was an outstanding performance from BVB. Last but not least, despite the very dampening defeat, some good news. BVB can expect a feasible opponent in the first round of the DFB Cup. Borussia Dortmund will compete in the first round match against Phoenix Lübeck. "I'm speechless," said Lübeck's club chairman Thomas Laudy about the Borussia Dortmund draw. And that's it for today's Borussia Dortmund Daily. As always, you can find all the important information about Borussia Dortmund here in our podcast. I wish you a pleasant day and see you tomorrow morning.